I know it may sound a little cliche, but boy, time has flown. Already time to announce winners of the writing contest?
We've been gathering stories and poems all year from area writers. And this year, for Desert Exposure's writing contest, I've had a lot of stories that are reflecting the pandemic and the thoughtfulness and creativity of people who spent some of that time writing, and it's been very interesting to read some of their stuff. The grand prize-winning story, Tom Hester's Lencha and Speedy, is printed in this month's issue. Some of the runner-up and honorable mentions also. Contest winners are determined by points, which are accrued according to how the contest judges rank the work, and Lencha and Speedy was on the top of everyone's list.
And it looks like a little bit of traveling was at the top of one of the Desert Exposure writers' lists.
So one writer who's been part of the Desert Exposure family longer than I have, Vivian Savitt, has had regular pieces appearing over the years. She had a Southwest Gardener column when I started, and then she started another column called Maneuvering Elderdom. Vivian is on a new journey and sharing it with us in her new column, Scottish Dispatch. Taking to the road in Scotland, she will be sharing her adventures with us in a regular series. In this first piece, she shares the view of George Square in Glasgow from her particular Silver City perspective.
And the Southwest Print Fiesta about to get underway certainly goes beyond the scope of writing.
Absolutely. On the cover of this month's edition is a tribute to the art of printmaking with a piece called Ancestral Corn 2 by Juliana Kerwin, ushering in the annual Southwest Print Fiesta of Silver City, which is coming to the public in a hybrid format. Workshops and presentations can be found online, but on the street in Silver City, print fans will still find the notorious steamroller rolling out huge prints for the occasion, and a printer's market downtown with displays, exhibits, and sales, as well as several galleries participating in the event by showing off the work of the best printmakers in the region and beyond.
And this time of year, we have a couple of mazes around the region, and I never cease to be amazed, asking myself when I see the picture, how did they do that?
I don't either. I once saw a blueprint, but I still don't understand how they managed to go out and the few times I tried them, I got hopelessly lost, so I never really tried them again. But the event itself, the place itself, the Missila Valley Maze, is open on the weekends through October, and it's a 45-acre maze, and there's lots of other stuff to do, especially for people like me who don't want to take on the maze again. There are great giant slides and a hayride to a pumpkin patch, ring toss games to play, and live music to listen to, just much more and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and nonprofits are always looking for ways to get more creative in order to bring in important dollars to their organizations. And that's the topic of our next item, CAP.
In Alamogordo, Teresa Van Winkle is still following her mission to help cancer victims and educate everyone who will listen about prevention and support by bringing a new project to the table. CAPT, a.k.a. Cancer Awareness, Prevalence, Prevention, and Early Detection, is calling for artists to paint large cutout United States templates, which will be provided and then will be auctioned off as clocks, to raise money for the CAPT Angel Fund, which provides assistance for people who need a little something to help, whether to pay for medical testing or to have transport to places they need to get to for treatment or other stuff that may come up that they need help with.
Well, that's a preview of the October issue of Desert Exposure. Tell us how to get it, Elva.
You can pick it up at some various local businesses. You can drop by the Las Cruces Bulletin office and pick one up, or you can visit desertexposure.com to catch up on the latest Southern New Mexico events and celebrations.
October probably ranking among the most favorite months in the Missila Valley. Have a great one.
You too. Have fun.